This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Woohoo! I got a Netflix account. Now, where can I go and get some movies?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. This is the show for April 28, 2008. I'm Chuck Tomasi, and with me, here comes the music, is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm perky today.
You sound perky.
Yes, thank you very much.
I don't want to see what perky looks like, but yeah. You sound it.
I want to say, I apologize. I know this is coming out a little bit late, but, you know, in our archives, it'll look right.
Hey, and if WordPress says it's right, it must be right, right?
Yeah, that's right.
This is the companion podcast to Technorama with all of your email and voicemail comments. If none of this makes any sense, you might want to go back a show or two and have a listen, because there is another major piece to this, if it doesn't make sense. Otherwise, pull up a chair, spend a few minutes with us, and a few of our closest friends who wrote in or called the listener line or sent us audio clips like these fine people.
Enjoy the use of our high-speed internet, in-room refrigerators.
What was that?
I feel like I was on a tram or in a hotel.
We've got voicemail spam.
Voicemail spam.
That can't be right.
And they even hung up on us. What's the worst part?
I want to know where this free in-room internet is. It's not in this room.
Yeah, it's not free, exactly.
I think our plot to take over the world is actually working, Craig. When they hear stuff like that and say, I've got to call the Technorama listener line.
Even the automated attendant calls. That's pretty, wow.
We win.
Yeah. Hey guys, this is Joe from North Carolina. Also
hey Joe,
from
hey Joe.
On the podcast. This is more of a message for Craig. I think you have a stalker. I was just listening to your intro episode of Philippa Ballantyne's Chasing the Bard, and which you did a very fine job on, by the way. But at the end of the episode, when she does her little bard talk thing, you'll never guess who showed up in the episode. Bruce.
Oh.
Dude, he's totally stalking you. I think you need a restraining order. Have a great day, guys. 101.
Gee, how would I guess that?
And The Weird Show, and he's been on Buzz Out Loud. I don't know. Have you been on Buzz Out Loud?
You know what? Maybe I should.
Now, wait a minute. Who's stalking whom at this point?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to stalk the stalker. Watch me outsmart him.
Ooh, wait. To catch a varmint, you have to think like a varmint.
You know what? I should call every show that he's called in and say, this is a message for Bruce.
Hi, Molly. Hi, Tom. This is a message for Bruce.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind, but call him the Bruce line. Yeah.
Hi, this is Dave from Rochester, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Woo-hoo,
I just wanted to say that if the Bruce that leaves long messages for Technorama is the same one that's been leaving them for The Weird Show lately, he really could do his own podcast. He has been over almost half The Weird Show for the last couple of weeks now. Thanks. Bye.
I tell you what we should do, Chuck. Everybody that's listening to the show, call Mark, the encaffeinated one, at his hotline at 206-203-2292 and just leave something. I don't care what it is.
And say the messages are for Chuck and Craig.
That way, take some of the limelight off Bruce. That's spam Mark.
Hello, this is Lady. I got a message for Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
Hello.
Hey, man, I'm talking to a dude named Lenny. He came over and fixed my computer, and all it keeps saying is, good morning, Dave, and I'm not Dave, man. can you have him call me back whenever he has a chance, man? Because this is, like, completely annoying. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, 101, dude. Have a great one, man.
Is Lenny doing sideline tech support on us again?
I wouldn't doubt it, man. Was he moonlighting? It's like we don't pay him enough? Oh, wait.
Dave's not here, man!
Yeah. Oh, wait. We don't pay him.
That's all I could think of when he was talking about Dave. Keeps asking for Dave, and Dave's not here, man.
Dave's not here, man.
Hey, man. This is the dude from, like, a Blockhead video. Keep asking where stuff is, man. So, send you a map so you can find everything. Yeah, man, because I'm tired of you asking me where everything is. I'm not the almighty or anything, man. So have a great one, dude. 101.
We have imposters calling in. Well, you know, since... what is it? The impersonations? No, come on. What is it? Something is the sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the phrase now. Of course, there's probably people yelling at their iPod going...
Stalking?
Yeah.
Stalking is a severe form. Actually, that's pretty severe. Severe form.
Hey, man, I'm still, like, trying to get hold of Lenny. My computer's, like, on this murderous rampage and, like, killed a few people.
Lenny's not here, man!
Can you give me a call back, man? By the way, this message is brought to you by Taco Bell, man. Later. 101, dude.
Look here, Lenny.
Lenny, no, a key, senor.
Hablos?
Hey, man, you want to know, like, how to track all the satellite space, dude? Well, you know, like, the website IMDb? Just go to, like, ISDB, man. Yeah, that'll get you the same thing, dude. Oh, yeah,
202,
man. Later.
202.
ISDB does not take you to the internet satellite database, I'm sorry to say.
Hey, what's sad is you double 202, you get 404.
101 is just a quarter of 404.
Yeah.
Hey, man, like, you're wanting people to put stuff in, like, the tip jar. Oh, yeah, man, I put, like, $10 in there, like, a while back, and didn't even say who I was, man, on there. Like, so what's the reason to put stuff in there, man, if you don't get recognition? Yeah, dude, 303, man.
303? He's getting
up
there.
Way up.
He's going to get a 404 in a minute.
We are.
Thank you for the money in the tip jar. Does that work for you, man?
He said recognition. What's his name?
If it's who it sounds like, it's Beaker.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. Well, I was just listening to
Charles.
One of the listener feedback shows and heard somebody mention the Ringling Brothers Circus Train. Well, I do have little experience in that area, having seen it many times, parked directly behind on a siding a building I used to work in. But I don't think the management people there appreciated me much because I used to go around spreading the rumor that the reason the circus train was parked there every year was so that the clowns could sit out there with their binoculars and take notes. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, boy.
Thanks. I'm here all week. Try the veal. Charles, you're one of a kind. We love him. No, the circus, what were we talking about? Something about down by Devil's Lake and the Ringling Brothers Circus is down there.
You remember, yeah, you mentioned we were talking about the headquarters and there was a train there.
Oh,
and
I said,
oh, they got a headquarters? They're not like a bunch of roaming gypsies?
They hop on the empty boxcars. No, those are the hobos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, it's Jeremy K., the Shadowbird.
Jeremy.
And K.
I am a sad geek.
Top 10 list?
A sad and jealous geek.
Oh?
Because my dad and my sister both are getting brand new phones, and I get my sister's old phone.
And?
Granted, I probably could get a new phone if I had the money to pay for it myself, but the phone I want is way out of my budget range and would require me to switch networks anyway.
Geek.
That being the iPhone, so.
Okay, I see where that's going.
It's sad when two people who are less computer literate than you are get new gadgets before you do. So, I'm a bit of a sad panda right now. That's all. 101. Peace. Bye.
Jeremy, you're not doing it right, man. You got to tell them, no, Dad, this bigger phone is better because it's bigger. It's got more power. You want more power in your phone. I'll take that little crappy one that you've got.
Dad, do you use text messaging? Psst, give me that. You know what? To be honest with you,
there's no buttons on this iPhone. You clearly don't want this.
Work supplies me with a phone, so I don't go out of my way to go get something really new and cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, so whatever they... As long as I can talk on it.
I certainly don't want to... You know, it would be nice to have an iPhone, but I certainly don't want to haul around two devices that do basically the same thing.
I like my phone, but to be honest with you, I don't really talk on it that much. I like, you know, I want to say something, unless I talk to Chuck.
Then why do you have a phone?
Well, I have a... Let me back up. I don't make a lot of personal calls on it, you know?
I like my car, but I don't drive it that much.
Well, I don't do that either. I took the bus. Take the bus now. No, I mean, I just don't like holding that stupid thing up to my head, you know, while I'm chatting in public. It's just, yeah. Psst.
Do you have a Bluetooth headset?
Actually, I just bought one.
Okay.
But guess what?
What?
The phone I've got does not have Bluetooth.
Your great N810 brought to you by Carl's Jr.?
Yeah, it does.
So what's the problem?
Well, Nokia N810 does not have internet everywhere, only Wi-Fi. My cell phone on it doesn't have Bluetooth. However, I've got a BlackBerry. See, I got all this crap. I got a BlackBerry that will be my phone soon as we get the phone service. We had a contract for a long time, so we're waiting for that to expire so I could start using this as a phone too. So I'll be ditching my phone. I bought the Bluetooth thing in preparation for the BlackBerry.
There's a term in there somewhere for the problem you've got. I just can't think of one right now.
It's called weighed down.
The bat belt?
Yeah. Golly. You know, I feel like with the BlackBerry and the cell phone on my waist, I feel like I've got a gun and a badge hanging off my back.
If you can think of a term for Craig's affliction of having two devices that aren't very well merged,
call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT.
She's so timely.
Yes, she's awesome.
Hi again, Chuck and Craig. This is Bookaroo.
Bookaroo.
You talked about NAST podcast. I don't know if you knew the software for the Mac called Podcast Maker. I do a weekly podcast with this program, and it's really, really fun to use and really easy to do an haste podcast for iPods and iTunes. So give it a try and keep me posted. Thank you.
101.
Yikes. Get out.
Was Leonard Nimoy there, or did you do that? I just want to go on record and say I like to hear Buckaroo call in. I just like hearing him talk.
I love his accent. Of course, he probably thinks you and I both have it. Well, you have an accent.
Those people talk funny. Yeah. Chuck talks funny.
I don't talk funny.
It's like I like to watch the Super Nanny, not for her taking care of the kids. I just like hearing her talk.
Podcast Maker. I haven't heard of that one, and I'm probably going to have to go look at it now.
Oh, got a second edition revision 2 coming out now.
Yeah, when it goes into second print, I guess.
Yeah.
No,
I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
Okay. Sounds like someone will take a look at it. Thanks for the recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Chuck and Craig. This is Bookaroo. First, I wanted to say that since Craig left the drinking of the coffee and the caffeine. It seems to me that he is making more and more mistakes on the show, forgetting to record and you know, missing some jokes and everything. So myself, I vote for give Craig back his caffeine, please. Okay, and the other thing is you talked about a USB key. What do you do when you find a USB key to format it before and don't have it run automatically? You just hold the shift key.
That's right.
If you hold
yes.
the shift key and insert a CD or a USB or anything that can auto-start, it won't auto-start. It's the same thing if you boot a computer and you log in and you you keep the shift key pressed, it won't go through the startup folder and execute everything. So the shift key is the key here. And also you could use the Power Tools Tweak UI from Microsoft and disable autoplay for everything. So that's it. That's my contribution to the show this week. Thank you. Come again. No, 101.
There you go. Hey, and he's
and a fine tip that is too. Yeah.
You know what? I forgot all about that until he mentioned it. But you know what it reminds me of? Remember when people started to rip CDs for the MP3s? Mm-hmm. And this company came out. I want to say it was Cactus something or something like that. They came out and they had this audio CD. You can play it in an audio player. Yeah, but when you put it in your computer, it would auto start and you have to use their player to play the audio. And they were like, it's foolproof. You know, nobody can break this copy protection that we've got. But some kid, you know, posted on the internet, you just hold the shift key down when you put the CD in and it's an audio CD. They based their whole business model on that and some kid. And then they went to sue him. They went to sue the kid for talking about
the functionality that's built into the operating system. Yeah. Nice.
Man, company, they just don't get it. Stupid.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. This is
Hello.
Joe in Denver.
Hey.
Technically, at around 5,280 feet, I think I should be the listener closest to tracking satellites in orbit.
Yeah.
Physically, at least. Anyway, just Google for J-track, one word, J-T-R-A-C-K, and then 3D, and NASA. They've got a website up with a cute little job that you can search the globe for. I think they've got about 900 satellites up in orbit. And they've also got links on the page to websites run by NOAA that have NOAA, Hubble Space Telescope, and a Chandra X-ray Observatory webpage that have Ooh. Links for non-Java-based satellite tracking. 101. Oh, wait, no, take that back. Also, I'm calling in Skype on my Nokia 800,
yeah.
brought to you by Carl's Jr. 101.
Hey, that sounded pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, not too bad. I had one other Skype message from, I don't know who it was, in Sweden, regarding the Computer History Museum. You finished, obviously you finished listening to it, because you produced the audio. But the did you notice at one point Stan very quickly said he was one of the programmers on Space War? I didn't catch that the first time around.
I don't know if I paid that close attention to it the second time around. I have to go listen now.
It was very quick. It was like right in between two other sentences. And he says, oh, yeah, at one point I was a contributor to the Space War program. Mm. I'm like, oh, wow.
Hey, well, let's get it back on the show.
And then we were in the back room, the Indiana Jones area, where everything was uncataloged and kind of stacked chaotically. Mm-hmm. And we walked by an ABC computer, and I said, I don't even know where that's from, or words to that effect. And we had a caller call in on the Skype listener line, but the message was cut off. He said they come from Sweden.
Oh, okay. Huh.
So that's where they come from, and that's as much as I got out of it. I tried to IM him back on Skype and say, we didn't get your whole message. Could you please send another one? But we didn't get it, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Computer History Museum, Francois writes
That's Bookaroo to you and me. Wait, here comes the message now.
Oh, excuse me. Yep, here it is. Francois actually wrote in an email and said, thanks, guys, for the series on the Computer History Museum. I really want to go there, and you must, I should say. And he says, I think I have something they do not have, a functional Commodore CDTV. It does not show up in their database. And he says he'll contact them to see if they're interested. And I haven't seen a Commodore CDTV because I immediately went in search for this. And I was like, wow, where'd this come from? But
is that the predecessor to the Apple TV?
Yeah, by a couple of years, I'm sure. But yeah, and you know what's cool is I've had a coworker submit something and it was accepted. I had one other email. I can't remember who it was. They said they were going to contact the Computer History Museum for a submission and then Francois. So I think that's cool that we've had some submissions come, you know, through us to the Computer History Museum.
Tell them Technorama sent you.
Actually, that's what I told Mark. I said, you know, they do save all their correspondence. You know, it said that in the interview that we did with Alice in the back. I said, make sure you mention Technorama in every correspondence.
I sent Stan a message that said, hey, all four parts are out. We're done. The final installment. Say thanks to Allison. She was great.
Allison, I'm sorry. And, I said Alice. I'm sorry.
I sent one to Stan, the other guy who we talked to at the very end of part four, repairing the punch key thing. And he came back and said he had a real good time and just loved it.
And you know what? I'm going to send them an audio CD with all that stuff. They, you know, like I did the
all
DVD.
Four parts.
Yeah.
And the video.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to send them all of it. That's what I'm saying. They asked for the video, which I'm about to finish up, and I'm going to send that and the audio CD, and they can put it all in there.
I'd love to go back just to see what's changed.
Not much, but there's probably some additions, I'm sure.
That's what I mean. I want to see some additions and talk to the people again. That's going to take us to the end of the listener feedback show. We appreciate your contributions. Thank you to everybody who wrote in or called in or sent us audio clips. It was great. Without you, the show kind of wouldn't exist.
Nope.
We appreciate your support. If you like to be part of the show, and there's many ways you can be and can support and show your love, you can call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. 206-222-2428.
Hey, and with,
or email us at yes.
Hey, and with that, and like I've always said, without you, it's only half a podcast.
That's right. It doesn't do us any good to sit here at our desk and gab. Well, you know, it's therapeutic and all, but
then it'd be like Twitter, and we do that anyway. Never mind.
I love the imagination. Real sideline here, since we do have a couple minutes. All right, I'm lying. We don't. On Twitter, I love the imagination that people use. You know, good morning, Twitterites. Good morning, Twittosphere.
Twit peeps.
Or when people are signing off. Who was it? I think it was Brad said, Twitter scope down.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. Yeah, T. Morris uses that a lot, too, when he's working. And, you know, comes up for air, goes back down.
It's so visual.
Yeah, I try to do stuff like that too. More in Twitter peeps and whatever, Twitterverse.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Email us technorama@chuckchat.com. The website www.chuckchat.com. You know, we mentioned Twitter. We should say our names. You are Step K, right? STEPPEK.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. You can find all my links on spindle.com, SPYNDLE.
There you go.
And yes, it's STEPPEK, and I'm on Twitter.
And I am CTOMASI. Oh, I'm so original.
I'll put links in the show notes for it. How about that?
You can also give us a donation in the tip jar, one time or monthly micropayments, or review on iTunes Music Store. Add us as a favorite in Podcast Pickle. Vote for us on Podcast Alley or whatever they do at the other podcast directories. You do that to us before we do it to you. Thanks to the following people for donating all their time and talent to keep Technorama going. Mad Marv for all the great blog content he puts on there during the week. If you're not subscribing to the full RSS feed or visiting the blog on a regular basis, you are missing out. There's so much more than just the blather that comes out of our mouths. Thank you to Scott Reynolds and Ustream, who keep our modest live streams going on Sunday nights. If you happen to be around, we'd love to see you there, or in the chat room, or both. Actually, we won't see anything of you anyway.
What?
Just be in the chat room. No, Ustream, it's kind of a one-way thing.
Yeah, I feel their presence in the force.
proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also associated with all the great audio content over at farpointmedia.net. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend about Technorama, and until next time, binary high five.
101. Remember.